Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you on tonight. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you on tonight. Amen. This is truly the night that the Lord has made, and we do rejoice. We are glad in it on tonight. Amen. We are grateful. We are grateful for all that the Lord has done, all that he's doing. Amen. We're grateful, 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 grateful. Amen, Jesus and I. Amen, on tonight. I just want to ask, amen, glory to God, if we could get one of our advisors or one of our prayer warriors, amen, to come forth, amen, and just, amen, invite the people in. Just invite the people in, amen, go into a praise, go into a high praise. Now, that is different than our normal format, amen, glory to God, but we just want to go with the flow, amen. So if one of our advisors or one of our prayer warriors on the line, amen, if you could just press star 6 and come on over, amen, just to give us a little more connection time, amen, we would be grateful for that. Amen. Glory to God. Just to greet the people, amen, just to love on them, amen, just to love on God's people on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. If we could get, again, one of our prayer warriors or, amen, one of our advisors to come over, amen, just press star 6, press star 6, amen, Jesus, and come over to the platform for us on tonight, amen. Glory to God. Just press star 6 and come over again and just greet the people of God in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen. Just come on over and do a welcome. Amen. A welcome to the people of God. Amen. Anyone on tonight, any one of our advisors, Lord to God, either one of our prayer warriors, Lord to God, if we can get you to come on over. Amen. Come on over.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him, sis. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We give honor to Jesus Christ tonight, and we're asking everyone to come on in, and let's get the service started tonight. Let's come on in and get our minds on one accord, and welcome all you for coming to be with us tonight. Hallelujah. We welcome you to come on in and let's give God some praise, give him some glory, give him some honor. We thank you for being here. We thank you for coming on out and taking the time to come help us lift up the name of Jesus. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. We're so glad to be back here on tonight, and we thank you for, I know some of you have been working and probably just getting supper fixed, but we thank God for you. We thank God for you taking the time to come and be on the line with us tonight to lift up the name of Jesus. We just welcome you. We appreciate you for coming. We thank God for you coming every night. We give God the honor, the glory, and we know you do too. We know you are looking forward to coming on the line, everybody, just as we are, to hear what the Lord is getting ready to say, to hear the word, to be blessed on tonight, to just give God the praise. We just thank you. We thank you. We thank you for wherever you are, whatever country you are in, wherever house you in, maybe like they said in the bedroom, in the kitchen, wherever you are, we thank you for gathering in tonight and come help us lift up the name of Jesus. We welcome you, we welcome you, we welcome you, and we just give on to God today. Hallelujah. This is December. Hallelujah. We thank God for how he has kept us and how he has brought us this point to this point. We just appreciate the Lord because many, millions didn't make it, but we were one of the ones that did, and we thank God for it. We praise God. We glorify him tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just thank God, hallelujah, for these 604 days. We thank God for it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Like you said, we didn't know we was going to be here this long, but we thank God that we are, because it truly has been a blessing to us. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just glorify you. We appreciate the Lord. Hallelujah for Minister Bradley. Hallelujah. We appreciate the Lord for all the advisors. We appreciate the Lord. Hallelujah for all our leaders. We just thank God. We just give God the praise, the glory, and the honor, because he is worthy, 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 worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just glorify you once again. We welcome you to come on in. Hallelujah. And let's put our minds together and get ready to just lift up the name of Jesus. We just thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, we thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. Yes, you have. You've been so good. You've been so good. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. How many know he's been so good? Hallelujah. He's been mighty, mighty good to us. Hallelujah. He's made a way. He's been our friend. He's been our healer. He's just been our everything. And we just thank God tonight for it. We appreciate the Lord. Hallelujah. Because truly, 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 if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where in the world would we be? Hallelujah. And we just thank God. We glorify him once again. Welcome you to come on in and help us lift up the name of Jesus on tonight. Hallelujah. We glorify the Lord. We appreciate him. We just lift him up tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. Okay. We're just going to go ahead on and go into a word of prayer. Let's go into a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Everyone come on in. Hallelujah. And put your mind on Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's get on one accord. We're not in the same building. Hallelujah. But we can come together with the same spirit. We can come together on one accord. We can come together and petition God. Hallelujah. To do what we need him to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We glorify your name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, Lord God. Just give your name the praise. Just give your name the glory. To give your name the honor, Lord God, tonight, Lord God. For you are worthy to be praised, Lord God. And we magnify you. We lift you up, Lord God. For being so good, Lord God. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. We just praise you. We thank you right now, Lord God, for how you woke us up this morning, Lord God, and started us on another day we never seen before. We thank you right now, Lord God, for just being so good to you. We come being so good to us, Lord God. We come, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us this day and have mercy upon us, Lord God. We come, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, just to come, Lord God, and visit us tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us and forgive us for our sins, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for transgression, Lord God. Forgive us for all our iniquities, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you this day, Lord God, to let the words, Lord God, of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, Lord God, let it be acceptable unto you, Lord God, this night in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to make us worthy, Lord God, to come before your presence, Lord God, tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus just to help us, Lord God, to decrease in the flesh that you may increase in the spirit in our lives, Lord God. We come, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to move this night by your spirit and by your mighty power. We come, Lord God, asking you this day to have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to touch right now, Lord God. Touch every soul, Lord God, every home, Lord God, every country, Lord God, that represent tonight, Lord God. We come asking you, Lord God, just to move mightily, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to touch the minds and the hearts of the people tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, help us to open up our heart, Lord God. Open up our mind, Lord God, our spirit, that we may hear what the Spirit is saying unto us tonight. In the name of Jesus, we ask you right now, Lord God, just to move in a mighty way tonight, Lord God. We ask you to heal. We ask you to deliver, Lord God. We ask you to set free in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God. We come, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, just to help us, Lord God, to get, Lord God, what we need tonight out of the service, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God. Some coming for one thing and some coming for another, Lord God. But we asking you this night, Lord God, just to have your way, Lord God, in our lives, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we asking you, Lord God, to save, Lord God, souls tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we asking you, Lord God, let the unsaved, Lord God, hear what the Spirit is saying, Lord God, unto the church tonight, Lord God. We realize, Lord God, that we are the church, Lord God. And we asking you right now, Lord God, to touch lives tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Save, Lord God. Save, Lord God, from sin, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this night, Lord God, the Lord God deliver, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to heal, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever, Lord God, is in the body that needs to be healed, Lord God, that needs to be corrected, Lord God, we ask you this day, Lord God, to touch, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch the heart, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, touch, Lord God, the mind, Lord God, that we may, Lord God, receive, Lord God, your word on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to touch in every way, Lord God. We realize and know that sickness is not just sickness in the body, but we could be some to be sick and sin, Lord God. We ask you this day, Lord God, just to come right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and move mightily, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, heal, Lord God, the broken heart, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, heal that broken heart, Lord God. Somebody lost a loved one, Lord God, on today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this day, Lord God, just to come, Lord God, and heal that broken heart, Lord God. Give them understanding, Lord God. Wipe the tears away, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to let the Spirit, Lord God, go into the hospitals, Lord God, in the nursing homes, Lord God, and touch, Lord God, the sick, Lord God, the afflicted is on the bed, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you're a doctor, Lord God, that never lost a patient. So we asking you right now, Lord God, to heal this night in the precious name of Jesus. We know you're able, Lord God. We know you're able, Lord God. You can do all things, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you right now, Lord God. We magnify you. We bless your name tonight, Lord God. Bless the lines. Bless the hearers, Lord God, this night. In the precious name of Jesus, we magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up this night in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, missionary fan. God bless you so much on tonight. Amen. We thank God for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. We thank God for all of our listeners on tonight. Amen. Glory to God as you're continuing to come in, just thanking our listeners from far and near. Amen. Glory to God. And we pray that you are intentional in your coming on tonight. Amen. We pray that you came looking for a word from the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. We just want to let you know, amen, we are broadcasting a pre-recorded broadcast on tonight. Amen. But I don't know about you people of God, but I'm telling you, these broadcasts are just blessing me immensely. Amen, Jesus. Like we said, amen. Listen, the bread of life never gets stale. Amen. Glory be to God. The waters, amen, never get stale. So we thank God, amen, for how this word is reaching people, amen, even though some of these broadcasts, amen, Jesus, the people that were available initially, amen, they're in their local churches, their pastors and apostles and evangelists,
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and the list goes on. But we thank God that we were able to capture these broadcasts, and we are so excited and just so grateful to be able to even now share them with you. Amen. Glory to God, I always get notifications. Amen. People always notify me how they were so blessed, amen, by the word. Amen. And that's what the word does. It blesses us. It lifts us up. It restores us. Amen. It's the balm. It's the healing balm of Gilead. Amen. The word of God is good for what ails you. Amen. Glory to God. So we're grateful tonight. Amen. We're not, as we said, amen, Jesus, we're not going to hold you long, people of God, but we're going to try to, amen, move ahead because it's the word that we need. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, tonight, amen, we're, amen, going back up to Henderson, North Carolina. Amen, Jesus, by way of Greater Refuge Church. Amen. There's a, amen, fireball up there, woman of God up there, amen, who loves the Lord, amen, and don't mind declaring this gospel, amen. We're grateful for, amen, to have come to the PNN, amen. We were able to, amen, hear what thus saith the Lord, amen. Listen, go ahead and send out a couple of text messages and let a couple of people know, glory to God, that, listen, you are here on the PNN, and let them know I would love to have you with me. Amen. Go ahead and send out a couple of text messages. Amen. Let the people know. Amen. That let them know where you are. Amen. Perhaps they may just drop in. Amen. And hear a word from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. For the woman of God, people of God, again, going up to North Carolina. Amen. Greater Refuge Church. Amen. The woman of God that will be declaring our word on tonight, Evangelist Sharon Owens.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Bradley. It's an honor to be here tonight. God bless you. Are you turning over to me now?
Yes, ma'am. Could you give us a little more volume?
Okay, I think I got it. Turn it up about as high as I can get. Can you hear me a little bit
that's
now?
That's
all
better.
Right.
God bless you.
God bless you. Glory to God. I do give honor to God for allowing me to see you one more time. When you greet from Henderson, North Carolina, Greater Refuge Church, where my pastor, Bishop William T. Winston, God bless you. I've just been talking to the Lord, trying to find out what he needs to hear. It's not just about what another person needs to hear, but it's also about what I need to hear. So we're going to go into the Word. For those who have their Bible, turn to Psalm 8. Psalm 8. This is one of David's Psalms. Psalm 8. We're going to begin reading at verse number 3. That's Psalm 8, verse number 3.
The recording has started.
Thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him, the son of man, that thou visited him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast made him to have dominion over the work of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. That's verse 3 through 6. Psalm 8, 3 through 6. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just bless you right now, Father. We ask you, God, that you take control, Lord God. Let me not say or do anything for vainglory, God, only for your glory. Heavenly Father, speak to the hearts of the people. Speak to my heart. God, we need to hear from on high. You know where we're at during this time. But God, in the name of Jesus, we are not ignorant concerning the enemy's devices. He come in to steal and kill and destroy. You want to take away our peace and take away our joy. But God, you placed us in a position. You ordained us. You chose us. You called us. And for that, we are grateful. And so, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bless those that own this line. Give us listening ears, God. Help us to hear with clarity what the Spirit is saying to the church. Lord,
We thank you right now in advance. We give you glory right now in advance for things, Lord God, and for your glory. So we give you glory for it, God, and we thank you. In your Son Jesus' name, we do pray, amen. Thank you, Lord God, for his word that he is about to send our way. We are living in a time of uncertainty, and I said to the Lord, Lord, we're your people, and some of us are growing weary and growing weak sometimes. We're not sure what to do or what to say or how to act, but we know that you are still in control. So, Lord God, give us a word, Lord God, something that will help us to make it a little bit further. And one of the things God said to me was that we, the people, are forgetting who we are. So for a subject, this night, who am I? Just want to ask God, who am I? We want God to tell us who we are. Because David says here in the fourth verse, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Son of man that thou visited him. But we're not just anybody. We're not just anything. In Genesis, the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 1 that we were original. Our original position with God was one of prominence. God made man and placed him in a state of importance. So we're not just anything or anybody. We are someone that's important to God. He put man in a condition of status to stand out. We're not just somebody that can hide. We're not somebody who's just mediocre. We're not just somebody that somebody can overlook. We've been placed in a status to stand out. He made man in his image, God's image. We are created in God's image. We got the mind of God. We got the attributes of God. We are just like our Father. And after his God's likeness, and he gave us dominion over his work, over the creatures of the world, everything that God did so that we would be in dominion, so that we could be over it. It was God that did it. We were not an afterthought. You were not an afterthought. Sometimes people want to say we are mistakes. They want to tell us that we are the worst things that could ever happen to them. But I beg to differ on tonight. God said that we are not a mistake. We are his greatest, greatest creation. God said, and the Bible says, God communed and met up with man in the cool of the day. God's greatest creation. He didn't just create us and leave us to our own selves, but God met up with us. He wanted to be with us. He wanted to talk with us. He wanted to communicate with us. He wanted us to know just who we are in him. He wanted us to know just what we are supposed to do in our lives. Someone God desired to have a relationship with. God didn't just say, I'm going to create man, but God created us to have a relationship with him. So David wants to know, what is man that thou art mindful of him? The reason why God is mindful, we are the greatest creation that God could ever create, the greatest thing that God can ever look to other than himself. He wanted us to be just like he is, as he is in heaven, the way he wants us to be in the earth, as he has dominion over the heavens. He wants us to take dominion over the earth. So while we are walking around now and we are concerned about the things that's going on in the earth, God wants us to speak to every situation. As he speaks in the heavens, he wants us to speak in the earth. He wants us to speak to every situation and every circumstance. COVID-19 is nothing to God. The word of God tells us that by his stripes we are healed. The word of God tells us that everything was created by him. Everything was created for him, for his glory alone. And while he gave us dominion, the things in the earth were created for us also. So all we have to do is speak. What the enemy wants us to do is give up on who God say we are. But God says tonight, I want you to know exactly who you are. You are over everything. You are my greatest creation. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with your mind. God said to us to sober up our minds, put on loins, gird up our loins, and know who we are. Not just hearing the words of God, but being doers of the word of God. When we walk and talk, and when we do the things that God created us to do, when we take dominion over, when we take authority over, the word of God is the Lord. When we take that dominion, when we stand in a place where God wants us to be at, we can, our steps will be ordered by God. We can go to places that God wants us to go. We can do the things that God wants us to do. We can act in the way that God will have us to act. I know sometimes. thoughts of peace and not evil. I've got an expected end for you. I've got some good things for you. No more trouble, no more heartache, no more tears. All God wants us to do is speak what his word says, to declare his glory and to be who he wants us to be. The word of God tells us that even when Peter messed up, the word of God tells us when even when Peter said, Lord, I'll go with him, he said, Peter, before the cock crow 3 times, you're going to deny me. But he told Peter, but Peter, I prayed for you. While we may have messed up, while we may not have stood on the faith that God would have us to stand on, while we may not believe, already praying for us, he said, not only am I praying for you, but when you are converted, strengthen thine brethren. There's some people in our lives that have already given up. There's some people in our lives who have never got to know who Jesus is. There's some people in our lives that are weak and weary. But God said to pray for them. Pray for them because that's who you are. That's who I created you to be. You are not just a second thought. You are not just a happenstance. But you are my greatest creation. God said we've got to pray for them. And once we are converted, he said, strengthen our brother. We've got to encourage them. We got to let them know that God still sits on the throne. We got to let them know that God is still working things out for our good. We got to let them know that God will never change. His word has already declared it. Heaven and earth going to pass away, but his word is going to stand. God will never change. He said, I'm the same God today that I was yesterday and forevermore. All we got to do is know who we are in God. The enemy comes to steal. He comes to kill. He comes to destroy. He comes to take away our peace. He comes to take away our joy. But God is still a sovereign God and still sitting on the throne. The word of God says he's a God that sits high and he looks low. And there's nothing hid from his sight. There's nothing that we do that's hid from his sight. There's no situation that we're in that's hid from his sight. Going to make a way of escape for you so that you will be able to get out, that you will be able to get to me. The word of God tells us that they that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We've got an Almighty God. We've got a great King. We got a merciful Savior, one that's full of grace and truth. All he wants us to do is to look unto him, the author and the finisher of our faith. But it was man. The book of Genesis tells us that it was man that destroyed and severed the perfect union. It was man that walked away from the relationship with God. It was man that decided it was too much for him. It was man who decided that what God had for us is not for us. It was man who allowed the enemy to come in to make us less than who we are. It was man who decided that I would rather live without God than to live with God. It was man who came up with the decision that the way that God would have us to go was too hard. But glory be unto God who has given us the victory. It was God who said, we can't separate like this. It was God who said that I know what I will do. I will send a redeemer. I will send my son who's going to die on the cross, who's going to take your sins. It was God who said he's going to come in the volume of the book. Mm-hmm. It was God who said I'm going to put your sins upon him. It was God who said that I am your friend. So many people might think that God is our enemy. It was God who said, truly greater love has no man than this, that a man will lay down his life for his friend. It was God who said, I'm going to be the restorer of the breach. I will stand in the midst. I will stand in the gap, and I will restore our relationship. It was God who said, I'll go before sent from man, and I will allow them to put me on the cross. It was God who looked at us and said, yea, though you may not be what I will have you to be, yet I'm going to bring you up to who I declared you are. It was God. It was the Lord God, our Savior. It was the Lord God, our Redeemer. It was the great King of Kings. and the Lord of Lords. It was the wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. It was God. It was the God Almighty. Oh, it was God who said, I love you with an everlasting love. I will in no wise forsake you. It was God. It was a great God, the Creator, the one that flew into dust and formed man. It was God. It was nobody but God. And so now we find ourselves back in a situation where God is saying, I'm going to reach out to man once again. He said in his word, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, don't cast your cares upon me, because I care for you. It was our God and our Lord and our King. It's the one that sits on the throne that said, come unto me. Your sins are not so great. I know that we sink because the enemy has planted in our mind that we've done so many things that are so bad that God will never love us again. But right now, in the midst of the word of God, he said, cast down every vain imagination and high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of me. God is a faithful God. God is a loving God. God is a forgiving God. We can cast down every thought that the enemy has placed in our mind, so the enemy will say to us that God hates us because he ain't sin. God said, I love you with an everlasting love. So the enemy might tell us that our sins is the worst there is. The enemy might tell us we're not worthy of his love. The enemy may tell us that God will never restore us. The enemy might tell us this is the best that we will ever get. But I beg to differ, because the Lord our God went to the cross. The Lord our God said, to come unto him, if you are willing and obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land. The word of God tells us, if we confess our faults, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins. The word of God tells us that he, in the book of Psalm 51, created us a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within us. While we may think that there is nothing else left for us to do, while we might think that the enemy is going and got the final say, the word of God lets me to know in the revelation that when the end comes, we're going to win. When the end comes, we're going to rest, rule, and abide with God. When the end comes, we don't have to worry about anything else no more, because God has already won the battle. Don't you know the battle was never ours? Don't you know that there was nothing else that we could do to win? Don't you know that the only person who could win this battle was the Lord God himself? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. But when you press toward the mark for the prize of a high calling in Christ Jesus, the battle is already won. The word of God tells us to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Even though things might not look good, things might not sound good, things might not be good, God is already won. We don't have to look to the enemy for anything. We don't have to believe anything that the enemy says, because our God is a consuming fire, and he'll burn up everything that's in our way. Our God is like a hammer. He'll break up the sin in our lives. He was a double God. He is able to do exceeding and abundant above all that we can ask for things. We already know what the government is saying. We already know what the physicians are saying. We already know what the scientists are saying. But whose report will you believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord, because the Lord God Almighty has already declared it. He declared the end in the beginning. Yes. And if he can declare the beginning and the end, he don't just know what's from A to Z, but he know what's between A and B. Our God is all-knowing. Our God is all-wise. Our God is almighty. And because of who we are, because of who he is, we are the sons and the daughters of God. We are his inheritance. And so, therefore, we don't have to worry about what's going to take place in 2021. All we need to do is what is concern ourselves with what's going on today. The Word of God tells us, take no thought for tomorrow. The Word of God tells us, don't be concerned about what's going to happen tomorrow. Today got sufficient cares of its own self. To worry about today, and we don't even have to worry about today, because Jesus said that God concerns himself about the birds in the air. He concerns himself about the flowers in the field. And he knows every hair that's on our head. He knows everything about us. And once we realize and understand who our God is, we'll know who we are in him. What is man that thou art mindful of him? We are God's greatest creation. We are the apple of God's eye. We are the person that God loves so much that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth him will not everlasting life. We are someone special in God. Even the word of God tells us, even when we were yet sinners, Jesus died for us. Even when we didn't want to have anything to do with him. Even when we didn't know anything about him. Even when we was at our worst, God sent his son to die for us. Even before we was born, God sent his son to die for us. He said, they need a savior. They need a redeemer. And I would never let my greatest creation just go and go to hell. Just die and go to hell. He said, no, I can't do that. I love him all the more. Because God loved us so much, he was willing to send his son. Because God loved us so much, because we are a part of who he is. The word of God tells us in the book of Genesis that God blew into man, and he became a living soul. And that very breath that God blew into man, that he will become a living soul, rest, rules, and abide inside of us. When we receive the Holy Ghost, it resides inside. That very breath resides inside of us. And when we go through situations and circumstances like we are going through now, when things look like it's bad, and it don't look like it's going to get any better, the Word of God tells us to lift our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help. Because our help cometh from the Lord, the creator of the heavens and the earth. All we got to do is look unto God during these trying times. All we got to do is grab a hold of faith. All we got to do is trust that God is able to do the same today that he did yesterday. All we got to do is put our faith in the word of God. God sent us a word. He sent us a word to let us know we are not just anybody. We are not a second thought. People may have abused us and used us in the past. People may have made us feel like we were less than nothing. People might have told us we weren't anything. People might have told us that we are trusting in a God that can't be seen, that can't help us. But God is still God. God is still sitting on the throne. And God will still bring us through. So the enemy might throw all kinds of dots at us. He might throw all kinds of situations at us. God is still right there. God to hold up the sword. Hold up the shield of faith. Hold it up. Put it in front of you. And when you put it in front of you, he said, all those dots are going to go on. They're not going to hurt you. They're not going to harm you. Because my spirit dwells in you. You have put your trust in your faith. And so now we don't have anything else to worry about. We can pray for other people. We can lay hands on the sick and they're going to recover. We can hold hands and touch and agree for situations in other people's lives. But we got to always trust in who we are in the God. It's not just enough for us to say, I serve a God, a great God. It's not enough for us just to say, I believe in the word of God. Word of God tells us, be not just hearers, but doers of the word. Meaning we got to walk and trust and allow God to see that we believe exactly what he says. We believe we are who he says we are. Because great is he that's on the inside of us than he that is in the world. We got to look to God. They ain't on me because they trust in me. We got to trust and believe that if God said it, it's not to come to pass. If God said it, his word will not return to a void. We've got to have enough faith in God to know that he said that we are his inheritance. We are exactly that, his inheritance. Money might look a little funny. The word of God told us that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwelleth therein.
Mm-hmm.
Things might not be looking good, might not have a job. But David said, I once was young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the right forsaken and bread. Family members might be turning against us because we trust and believe in God. But I heard Jesus when he said, who is my mother? Who is my father? Who's my siblings? Those that trust in the Lord. Those that belong to God. Might be sick in our bodies, but the word of God tells me, by his stripes, I am healed. We've got to know who we are in God. We've got to trust and believe that if God called us, God ordained us, and God has prepared us for such a thing. We don't have to look to the side. We don't have to wonder about what's going to happen next, because God already told us in his word. Testament's going to happen in the last days. He's already told us in his word. Mother's going to be against daughter. Father against son. He's already told us in his word. Going to be earthquakes and divers places. He has already told us what's going to happen. We are living in the last days. But we got to hold on. We got to be rooted and grounded and trust that we are who God said we are. And not all we knew what God said we are now, but one day, the word of God tell us he's going to come back. The people that are alive and remain going to be caught up to meet him in the air. We've got to prepare ourselves. We may not be who people think we ought to be. We may not even be who we desire to be. The word of God tell us that he's going to protect which concerneth us. He's going to get us ready. He's making us ready even right now. All he wants us to do is hold on. Just hold on a little bit longer. Know who you are in God. Trust who you are in God. Trust the word of God. And when he comes, he's going to come. And when he comes before you, we're going to hear him say, well done, thy good and thy faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Enter to the joy of the Lord right now. He's commissioned us to occupy till he comes. We got a work to do. Not only do we have a work to do, we got to be about it. Be about our Father's business now.
Mm-hmm.
Can't concern ourselves about 2021. Can't concern ourselves with what the news headlines are saying. We can't concern ourselves. We got to get our minds off of the worldly things and put our minds on the spiritual things. Put our minds on the things of God, the things that he will have us to do, the things that he will have us to say, the places he will have us to go, so that he will receive glory, because it's all about him receiving the glory. Doesn't have anything to do with us. It's all about him receiving the glory. Once we know who we are in Christ, I'm going to turn it over now to Evangelist Bradley. Evangelist Bradley, are you on the line? Can I turn it over to you now at this time?
Yes, ma'am. My God. Amen. What a word on tonight, people of God. If you had any doubt in your mind and in your heart, glory to God, of who you were, let me tell you something. This word on tonight should have pulled down all of the barriers, all of the scales, glory to God, all of those things that enabled you or that prohibited you from seeing clearly who you are. Glory be to God. Listen, there should be no doubt in your mind right now. There should be no doubt in your mind right now. And I thank God for this word on tonight. Glory be to God. This word. Amen. I was sitting here and I was just getting so excited. Glory be to God. Amen. As the woman of God began to declare, amen, in the scriptures. Who are these people? Who is man that thou art mindful of him? Glory to God. And I'm telling you, the woman of God just came right down the middle and just declared unto us who we are. Amen. We are the people of God. We are the saints of the Most High. Glory be to God. And I tell you, I began to get so excited because I just had a conversation with a pastor, amen, on last night. I just had a conversation with a man of God, and he began to talk about this faith. He began to talk about this faith that God has delivered unto us that comes with the breath of God. Oh, whoo, glory be to God. Listen, people of God, let me tell you something. And as the man of God was declaring, glory be to God, I began to look at this faith. I began to look at this word, and glory to God. And then the scripture began to declare, amen, Jesus, how, amen, the trying of our faith. Not us personally. Take yourself out of it. Amen. But the trying of our faith. The enemy comes to try our faith, people of God. This faith that has been delivered in unto us. Glory to God. And this faith that has been delivered unto us, if we don't know that we have it, if we don't know that we have access to it, glory be to God, we'll be as cowards. Glory to God. We'll be as those that draw back. Glory be to God. But listen, people of God, I tell you, I'm so excited on tonight. God knows how to do it. He knows how to do it. But I thank God. I thank God for the woman of God on tonight. I thank God for his word on tonight. But I'm telling you what, I'm just so fired up on tonight because, glory to God, when we begin to look at this word, when we begin to look at who we are, And as the man of God began to declare unto me on last night, glory to God, that there's a place, amen, that we as the people of God must occupy. Faith, glory be to God. Faith, the faith of God, glory to God, says we take no denial. Woo! Listen, people of God. Listen, and as I begin to listen to the word on last night and I begin to listen to the word on tonight, glory be to God, listen. And he began to declare unto me, amen, that there was a young man that he has observed, glory be to God, that walks in faith, glory to God, take no denial, a thing, amen, that come upon him, situations, glory be to God. That he's be faith with this young man that he has observed faith in action. And people of God, he began to talk about, and it was a reflective moment. It was a Taurus moment because it was in that moment that the Lord began to open our eyes, just right there in that moment. And people of God, in this word on tonight comes to add to. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God. Here a little, there a little. And as the woman of God began to declare, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, that we got to know who we are in God. We have got to know who we are in God. We have got to know that it's Christ in us. It's Christ in us. And people of God, as the man of God was declaring on last night, and I begin to see faith in action. I begin to see faith in action. And he began to say, glory to God, amen, that where this young man, amen, he may have gotten a no, glory to God, but that young man never accepted a no. He never accepted a you can't do it. He never accepted a you're denied. Glory to God. But he kept moving and he kept going. He had tenacity. It was the breath of God that kept this young man moving. And as he moved in faith, glory be to God, hallelujah, he began to walk in a liberty in God. Woo! Glory be to God. Hallelujah. People of God, do you hear me tonight? Do you hear me tonight? Glory be to God that if we come to that place, glory to God, it's already in us. Come one with it.
Glory be to God. How many of you have come to a place, amen, Jesus, okay, you may need this or you may need that or this situation may befall you or whatever, glory be to God, but you just, whatever the enemy sends, whatever the enemy brings to you, you just accept it. Well, they say I can't. Well, it's not this, it's not that. Glory be to God. Listen, I appeal to your faith on tonight. I appeal to your faith on tonight. Glory be to God. I'm appealing to your faith on tonight to take no denial. Glory to God. That thing, amen, that you have been facing, that thing, amen, where you have perhaps been turned down. Glory be to God. Listen, look again. Go again. Don't give up. Don't give up. Glory be to God. Whatever it is that you need, glory be to God, don't give up. I'm appealing to your faith tonight. I'm appealing to my faith tonight. Glory to God. I'm telling you because this is just the Lord's doing. This is our time. This is not, God is ready. Hallelujah. It's already finished. As the woman of God said, glory be to God. Amen. He established the end before the beginning. Listen, we're already victorious. We're already victorious. We already got the victory. Glory to God. But we got to keep going. We got to keep knocking. Glory to God. We got to keep seeking. Glory to God. And whatever we need, glory be to God. God will supply it. Glory be to God. Listen, I am excited on tonight. I'm excited on tonight. You know, God does all things well. And when he wants to get his point across, glory be to God. He knows. He knows. He knows how to get it across, people of God. He knows. He knows how to get it across. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Listen, and glory to God, I don't mean to steal. I don't mean to take this man's testimony. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. But I just want to encourage you because it encouraged me. And this word on tonight just, glory to God, put wood on the fire. Amen. But the man of God began to say how he had gone to apply for a car. Amen. And he went and applied for the car and they turned him down. Went to his credit union. Went to the car and they turned it went to the car lot and they turned him down. Say tonight, people of God. He went to the car lot and they turned him down. He went to the car lot, they turned him down. His credit union turned him down. Glory be to God. And he began to say to them, well, listen, I'm a member here. Glory to God. You have my money here. Blase, blase. Glory be to God. But his credit score wasn't quite up to par as to what they wanted. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he had funds and he had money in the bank. Amen. It wasn't enough to cover, glory to God, to cover the car, to cover the down payment. Glory to God. But he needed a car. He needed a car, glory to God, because the one that he had, glory to God, had, listen, what he said? He said it was a hoopty. Hallelujah, glory be to God. But listen, he needed a car, amen, Jesus, and he had a membership, glory to God, with this credit union. But most of all, glory to God, he had membership in the kingdom. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah, glory to God. So he went and he applied. He applied, they turned him down. Glory be to God. And he said, now, Lord, glory to God, hallelujah. He said, I know now that you on the cattle of 1,000 hills. I know that you said that you will supply my every need. Glory be to God. According to your riches and glory. He said, and I need a car. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So listen, people of God. He said that he went. Glory to God. We're talking about this faith. We're talking about this knowing who you are in God. We're talking about, listen, we're talking about taking no denial in your faith. Taking no denial in your faith. Glory to God. Whatever it is, keep knocking. Keep going. Go back again. Glory be to God. Well, listen, anyway, so he started to go to another car lot. Glory to God. But listen, he decided the Lord didn't lead him to go to another car lot. So they had this big, you know how they have the big event sales. Glory to God. They have these big event sales. It was at this fairground. Glory to God. And
He decided to go. He went. Well, listen, the same people, glory to God, that denied his loan, glory to be to God, the same people that denied his loan was there at the fairgrounds. They were the very first people that he met up with. Now, listen, what if he would have, amen, turned coward and turned around? Glory to God. What if he had just decided, well, they already told me no. I'm not gonna apply again. The same people that turned him down. Glory be to God. The very same people. Glory to God. The very first people that he met. But people of God, he went, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. He went because he said to the Lord, Lord, I need a car. And he went in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. This is faith. Glory to God. So the very people that had turned him down were now the very people that he met. So when he got there, they called his name. I'm not going to call the pastor's name. And they said to him, well, we already told you that we couldn't get you a loan, that we already denied your loan. That's what they told him. We already denied your loan. And he said, yeah, I know you did. He said, but y'all got all these cars out here and ain't nobody buying them. He said, I come to buy a car. Glory. Hallelujah. He said, I come to buy a car. He said, I come to get a car. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so the people said to him, well, we already said. He said, well, I know what you're saying. He said, but I come to get a car. Glory be to God. But listen here, people of God, that man rode off of that lot with his car. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Listen, his faith was tried. His faith was met with opposition, even with the people that were there. Glory to God, that had denied the loan, had to be the self-same people now that he meet up with. Glory to God, hallelujah, to see if he knew in really what he believed, if he knew in whom he believed, or was he going to back up, or was he going to turn around. But glory to God, he moved in faith. He moved in faith. Glory be to God. And listen, when we move in faith, glory to God, I'm appealing to your faith. I'm appealing to your faith, people of God. I'm appealing to your faith. Glory to God. I know it was no coincidence that I had this on last night. I know it was no coincidence. I know it was no coincidence, glory to God, that the Lord led me to this broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It was no coincidence. Glory be to God. So people of God, listen, let me tell you something. Glory to God. And the men of God begin to say that when we move in faith, when we move in faith, when you begin to move in faith, I'm talking about raw faith, there's a place that you get to in the liberty of God. Glory to God. There's a place that you get to. It's a place. Glory be to God, that you almost feel like can't nothing stop you. Glory to God, because what? There's a force that has risen up in you, and we know what that force is. We know what that force is. Glory be to God. It's the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. It's our Redeemer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So the woman of God said on tonight, amen, glory to God, the breath of God, it rests in us. The breath of God rests in us. People of God, it rests, it resides within us. But we got to come one with it. Glory be to God. We got to come one with it, one with it. We have got to be resilient. My God, we got to be resilient, people of God. I'm appealing to your faith. I'm appealing to our faith on tonight. We got to be resilient. Glory to God. Two doors may shut. Amen. Glory be to God. But you know what? There are some windows. Glory to God. It may be unconventional. It may not be the traditional way of entering in. Glory be to God to get to where we're going.
Glory be to God. But listen, people of God, doors are open unto you. Doors are open unto us. Glory be to God. There are doors that are open, but we got to have the resiliency, the faith. It only takes a little bit. Now listen to the word of God said, it only takes the faith of a mustard seed. But the breath of God that is within us compels us, glory to God, that just that little bit of faith, just the little faith that he's already given us all the faith that we need. Glory to God. We just got to move on it. We just got to move in it. Woo-hoo! Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We have got, amen, glory be to God. Listen, people of God, as the woman of God said, amen, Jesus, we got to speak it. We got to speak it. I'm appealing to your faith. The word of God appeals to our faith on tonight. Listen, the word of God ignites our faith on tonight. Glory to God. We got to know who we are. Amen. Glory be to God. We got to know who we are. Glory to God. Stop, because it's already unto us. The word of God has already declared he's given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. But if we, glory be to God, don't get a backbone, or if we, glory be to God, just accept everything, or if we, glory be to God, accept a little dab of do you, if we, glory be to God, accept, as the woman of God says, glory to God, the report, the unfavorable report of the enemy, glory to God, and don't believe in the report of the Lord, people of God, we'll always find ourselves wanting. We'll always find ourselves on the bad end of the stick. We'll always find ourselves in a negative situation. We'll always find ourselves, glory be to God, hallelujah, we'll always find ourselves in lack. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Ha-ya-ya-ya-ya. Wo-bo-bo-sha-ha-ya. Woo, hey, glory to God. But we, people of God, we got to come one with this word. Come one with this word. Glory be to God. Come one with this word on the night. Come one with this word on the night. Come one with this word. Glory to God. As the man of God began to declare on last night, amen, I saw the liberty. Saw the liberty of coming to that place in God. Amen. Not a cocky place. Amen. Because it's nothing. Amen. It's not by our power. It's not by our might. But it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. And where is his spirit? It's in us. Hey, woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we come one with the God within us. We come one with him, the Ruach breath of God within us. And we move in it. We move in it. Glory to God. Let's move in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not one time. Glory be to God. Not, listen, just one thing or one situation. Glory be to God. But let us become faith walkers. Let us become, glory be to God, that place, amen, hallelujah, where we expect things. We expect, glory to God, doors to be opened. We expect blessings. We expect the promises of God to fall upon us. We expect the hand of God. Hey! Woo! Glory to God. We expect it. Glory to God, because we're walking in that place of faith, of liberty. This is when Jesus, glory to God, when Jesus was walking with his disciples, amen, and he walked up to the fig tree. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But the fig tree was bare. Glory to God. Listen, according to the word, according to the world, glory to God, it was out of season. Hey, glory to God. According to the world, amen, Jesus, according to the, glory be to God, hallelujah, the laws, hallelujah, glory be to God, it was out of season. But listen, people of God, hallelujah, the point was, amen, that the creator, glory to God, hallelujah, the creator, amen, of the tree, the creator of the universe was walking by, glory be to God, hallelujah, and was going to be hungry. And there should have been figs, glory to God, hallelujah, figs, glory to God, to quench that hunger, glory be to God. He expected, glory be
God. Hallelujah. He expected, people of God. Glory be to God. Listen, and this is where, glory be to God, the Lord wants to get us to. This is where, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Whoa, glory to God. This is where, glory to God, this word on tonight has come to get us to. Glory to God. Know God. Hallelujah. The scripture declares those that know their God. Woo-hoo. Those that know their God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Will be strong and do exploits. Exploits. Why? Because they're now walking in that place, walking in their confidence, walking, glory to God, as sons of God in the earth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As a son of God, propelled by the breath of God that abides on the inside of you. Not propelled by your own strength, not propelled by your own thoughts. Glory be to God, but truly letting God arise, letting the breath of God arise in you. Glory be to God. Woo! Glory to God. She said, know God. Amen. And you'll know yourself. Glory to God, because once you know, amen, where God abides, once you know where he resides, once you know his spirit is within you, glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, glory. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. I tell you, I bless the Lord on tonight. I bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This word on tonight. Amen. This word on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And this word on tonight has come, amen, and cast down every evil imagination that would exalt itself against the what? Against the knowledge of God. Against the knowledge of knowing. The knowledge of knowing God. The knowledge, glory be to God, of you might have thought of yourself to be little. You may have thought of yourself to be insufficient. But this word on tonight, glory to God. This word on tonight, glory be to God. Ha, yeah. Woo, God, hallelujah. This word on tonight has pulled down everything. It has pulled down everything. Glory be to God. Everything. Glory be to God that said, glory be to God. Everything that said no. Everything that said no. Glory to God that this word, glory to God, that even now, even in your imagination, that you will begin to go back. Glory to God, and look again, that you will begin to go back. Listen, the key is you got to keep knocking. You got to keep going. You cannot take no for an answer. That was the key that the pastor observed in this young man that walked in faith. He had the gift of faith. He didn't stop. He never stopped, amen, glory to God, but he saw faith in action. Glory to God. And guess what, people of God? That self-same faith is in you. Glory to God. Because Christ abides in you. As the woman of God said, we are the inheritance of God. We are the inheritance of God. We are literally his prized possession. Glory be to God. He put so much in us. Glory to God. He put so much in us. Glory to God, and we, listen, people of God, we so little of ourselves. We minimize ourselves, glory to God. And God is trying to arise within us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we got to listen, people of God, this faith that the Lord has put within us, it's time for us to walk it. It's time to walk it out. It's already in us. We don't need no more faith. He's already given us a measure. He's already given us everything that we need. It's already in us. Glory be to God. But I thank God for the word on tonight. This word on tonight, listen, it is a catalyst. This word on tonight, glory to God, that if you can see it, people of God, if you can receive it, if you can see it on tonight, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, Basha. Hallelujah. If you can see it on tonight, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You'll begin to walk in a newness, in a new place in God. You'll begin to walk in the newness, in more, in new levels in Him. Glory to God. You'll begin to walk, glory to God, hallelujah, in the liberty of God. Hey, my God. My God, my God, my God, my God. Glory to God, because it's unto us. It's unto us, people of God. It is unto us. Amen, Jesus. And I tell you, I bless the Lord on tonight. I bless the Lord on tonight, amen, that the Lord is mindful. He's mindful of us, as the woman of God said. He's mindful. He's mindful of us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I just, amen, appeal again to our faith on tonight. Glory be to God. Now listen, don't get off of this line. Glory be to God. Don't get off of this line and forget about this word. This word, glory be to God, can change your life forever. Wherever you are, amen, in life right now, glory to God, this word can change your life forever. It can change your life forever. You grab a hold to it. Faith in action. Glory to God. Take no denial. That's the key. Take no denial. Don't take no for an answer. Glory to God. Listen, we can't have thin skin and walk in faith. Uh-uh. You got to have tough skin. Glory to God. My father said I can have it. I want it. That's it. My father said I can have it, and I want it. You prayed for it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, and I want it. And I'm coming to get it. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. Take no denial, people of God. Take no denial. Amen. The Lord already knows the thoughts that he thinks toward us. Listen, what he has promised, it's already done. It's already here. It's already in the earth. Amen. Glory be to God. It's already in the earth. So we just need to elevate our mind. Glory be to God. That we see, go for it. Go for it. Just go. Just go. Just go for it. Glory to God. And believe God. Hallelujah. And go for it. Amen, and watch God on tonight. Amen. Let us watch him. I thank God for this on tonight. Amen. I'm excited. Glory to God. I'm fired up. Amen. In my faith. Glory be to God on tonight. And I pray that you are too. I pray that even in your imagination that you already see yourself, amen, victorious. You see yourself in a new place. You see yourself ascertaining. You see yourself, amen, grabbing a hold to those things. Glory to God, that belong to you. Glory to God, they belong to you. Glory to God, they belong to you. Glory to God, and I pray on tonight that you see yourself, amen, walking in a wealthy place, walking in a wealthy, oh, glory to God, hallelujah, walking in a wealthy place. Glory to God, why? Because you take no denial. Glory be to God. My God, my God, my God, glory to God, because this is who God has created us to be, and this is who we are. Amen. Amen. I thank the Lord on tonight. I thank God on tonight, glory to God. I pray even right now, people of God, that your minds are just running away with you. Glory be to God. Just running away. Glory be to God. And stop thinking small. Glory be to God. Amen. The Lord has already given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Life, which is living. Living and godliness, those spiritual things. Glory to God. He's already given those things unto us. Amen. Glory be to God. I just want to appeal again to our faith. Go back and look. Go back again. Go look again. Amen. You need a better paying job. Glory be to God. Go back and look again. Go back and look. We got to put some work in it. We got to put work in it. Glory to God. Put some work in it. Amen. Glory be to God. You may get some no's and some no's and some no's. Amen. That's okay. Keep moving. Glory be to God, because there's an open door for you. There's a path that's already open unto you. Yes. There's a pathway. There's an open door that's already open unto you. Glory to God. Those, amen, that are looking for houses, amen, glory be to God. Go look again. Look again. Go knock. Listen. Go again. Glory be to God. Somebody out there got a yes for you. Somebody out there has a yes for you. You'll never get it, amen, or it'll be delayed. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Oh, my goodness. I'm talking about this faith, people of God. And it's not, listen, it's not all about the stuff and things. Glory be to God. But the Lord does want us to have. Glory be to God. He wants us to have these things. Amen. Glory be to God. If we got mansions in heaven, hello. Glory be to God. Amen. There are some things, glory be to God, that the Lord desires for us to have down here. Amen. So we need to elevate our mind, glory be to God, and go for it. Amen. Elevate your mind. Elevate your thinking. Elevate your thinking. Glory to God. Elevate your thinking. Glory be to God, and go forth in your faith. Amen. Let us go forth in our faith. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Let us go forth. Let us go forth. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Let us, amen, continue praying. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Those things. Amen. Let us continue to believe. Let us continue to believe God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm excited. I'm excited on the night. Amen, people of God, because it's a fixed fight. Amen. We already got the victory. We really do. We already have the victory. Amen. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. I'm excited. I thank God again for the messenger on tonight, the woman of God. I just bless God for tonight. I'm just bubbling over. I'm bubbling over, glory to God, because of the word of this season. Amen. At this time, glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Ha. Woo. My. Glory to God. I don't know if you see. Y'all know if you're seeing, glory to God, but we pray that you are seeing right now. Glory be to God. We pray that you are seeing victory. We pray that you are seeing, glory be to God, victory, glory be to God, on your behalf. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. I'm excited. I'm so excited. Oh, my Lord. I'm so excited right now, people of God. Amen, Jesus, because I had a faith boost. I had a booster. Hallelujah. It wasn't a vaccine booster. Amen, but I had a faith booster. Woo, glory to God. And I'm so glad he did. Amen. We're going to need it, people of God. We're going to need it in this time and in this hour. Glory to God. There's getting ready to be a lot that's going to transpire in the earth. Glory to God. And we got to have faith. We got to have faith. Amen. And listen, people of God, with faith comes favor. Mm-hmm. With faith comes favor. Glory be to God. So let's move in it, people of God. Let's move in him. The scripture declares in him we live and move and have our being. Let's move forth in God. Amen. Let's let God arise. Let's let him arise. Let the breath of God arise and stand up in us. Glory be to God. Stand up in us. Glory to God. Stand tall in the earth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God so the world can see that he yet lives. Amen. And that there is a people. Glory to God. There is a people that he has called out unto himself. And we are one of them. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, we give God thanks. We give God praise. I tell you, I thank the Lord tonight. Again, for the word, for the woman of God, amen. It was, again, people of God, it was a prior broadcasting, amen, but it was in the right time, amen, right place, right time. So we thank God for each of you on tonight, amen, that have come to hear this word on tonight. Glory to God. Listen, listen, request a copy. Request a copy, amen, and listen to it again, amen. Listen to it again. Glory be to God, because this word on tonight, amen, is good. It's good for, listen, it's good for where you are. Amen. It's good for your faith. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, you can get a copy, people of God. Amen. Glory to God. Let's give you two numbers on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Two numbers on tonight. The first number is 912-257-3918. Amen. 912-257-3918. Amen. You can text that number and let us know you would like to have a copy of the broadcast, and we'll get it to you directly. Amen. As well, people of God, you can text us at 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Text us. We'll get you a copy. As well, those that are listening via Facebook, you can reach out to us via Messenger, or you can just simply reach out to us, amen, in the comment section. And as well, you can go back and listen at the broadcast as often as you like, amen. Those that are not able or don't have Facebook, you can certainly go out to the web, amen, www.GloryBeToGod Prayer News Network, amen, PNN, glory be to God. Go out, amen, and listen, and you can also listen to the podcast that are out there as well, amen. But we're just so grateful tonight, again, people of God, grateful to, grateful for the word, grateful for the word on tonight. Again, we pray that your faith has been boosted, your faith has been boosted, amen, in those areas where you may have, amen, fell prey to defeat. Glory to God, we pray on tonight, amen, that you are energized, encouraged, amen, Jesus, to go back and do it again, amen. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Glory to God, go back and look again. Amen, Jesus, let your faith, amen, glory to God, let you activate your faith on tonight, amen. People of God, if there's anyone on the line tonight, amen, if you're not saved, glory be to God, we want to let you know, people of God, that Jesus has already paid the ultimate price for you. He has already paid the price before the foundation of the world. He gave his life. Amen. He became the sacrificial lamb. Glory be to God. He gave his life. He shed his blood for you. And people of God, glory be to God, we just want to let you know, glory be to God, that because he shed his blood, he came, he loved us so much that he gave his life. And people of God, listen, it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, people of God, yes, he loves you. Glory be to God, but your sin separates you from God. Amen. Glory be to God. Only the pure in heart shall see God. Only the pure in heart shall see God. Glory to God. And he's already come to redeem us. Glory be to God. And if you're on the line tonight, amen, if you want to be saved, glory be to God, amen. If you, glory be to God, want, glory to God, to make heaven your home, glory be to God. If you want, people of God, listen, you're tired of living the way that you're living. Glory to God. You're tired of living a defeated life. Glory be to God. Listen, life in Christ gives you the victory. Amen. You can be saved on tonight. Glory to God. If you're not saved, you can be saved on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just come over on the platform side. Amen, Jesus, and we will lead you. We will lead you to Christ. We will lead you, glory be to God, to the author and the finisher of your faith. We will lead you. Glory be to God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Glory be to God. We will lead you to the one, glory be to God, that loves you more than you love yourself. Glory be to God. If there be one on tonight, glory be to God. Amen. You can press *6. You can press *6 to God and come over on the platform side. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If there's no one on tonight, glory be to God, you can, amen, Jesus. Certainly tonight, if there's anyone, if there anyone that has a prayer request, amen, a special prayer request, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anyone tonight, amen, with a special prayer request, amen, anything on tonight, special prayer request, Glory be to God on tonight. Glory to God. You can press star 6. You can press star 6 on tonight. Amen. And come over on the platform sign. Amen. Glory be to God. Perhaps on tonight your faith has been boosted. Glory be to God. We had a booster on tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, we had a booster on tonight. Glory be to God. And I tell you, I'm excited. I'm glad about it. Amen. I'm glad about it on tonight. Glory be to God. We pray that your mind is, amen. Listen, we pray that your thoughts are just you're being carried away, amen, with the possibilities. You're being carried away by those things that God said that you can have. You're being carried away. Glory be to God. Don't stop it. Don't stop your thought process. Glory to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let your imagination run away. Glory to God. Run into God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I feel all right on tonight. Amen. If not on tonight, glory to God. Glory to God. Let us go before the throne of grace on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. We thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you on tonight for your divine visitation. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for every deposit into our spirit on tonight. Father, we thank you, glory to God, for coming, for stirring our faith. We're thanking you on tonight for, glory to God, putting us in remembrance of who we are. Glory to God, it's who you are. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for the divine connection on tonight. Glory to God. We thank you, glory to God, for tearing down barriers. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, for causing us on tonight, glory to God, to know who we are. Glory be to God that we can call those things that be not as though they were, because we are sons of God. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the mind. We're thanking you for the transforming of the mind of your people. We're thanking you, glory to God, for taking our mind. We're thanking you for taking control even now of our mind and our thought processes. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you. We bless you on tonight. Father, we glorify you. Glorify you. Oh, God, we glorify you for this word on tonight. We glorify you, glory to God, for what shall come out of this word of faith. We thank you on tonight. We're thanking you for listening on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God. We thank you for lifting us, hey, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you on tonight, oh, God, for the shaking. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God for the elevation. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, for causing us to be resilient. We're thanking you on tonight. We glorify you on this night, oh, God. We glorify you, oh, Most High God. Thank you, oh, God, for causing us to be saint walkers in the earth. Oh, God, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for what shall come out of this night, for what shall come out of this message. Oh, Father, we thank you tonight, oh, God, for every good and perfect gift. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, oh, God, for blessings upon blessings. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God that every time we turn around, oh, God, there's a blessing. And we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for the blessing. We're thanking you for the miracles. We're thanking you, glory be to God. We thank you, Amoshe. We thank you on tonight. Oh, glory to God for the reconnect in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We glorify you on this night. We're thanking you, glory be to God. Hallelujah, for stirring our faith. Faith to believe, glory to God, not just for ourselves, but for others. We're thanking you on tonight. Tonight, for the mountains, oh, God, that are moved right now. We thank you. Oh, glory to God. We thank you. Woo, God, for the mountains, oh, God, that are being thrown, oh, God, into the midst of the sea. We thank you tonight. Oh, glory to God. We thank you for bringing out every mountain. We thank you. Glory be to your name, oh, God. We thank you. Oh, glory to God. We exalt you on tonight. Father, we glorify you. We magnify higher. We're thanking you, glory be to God, that our future, glory to God, that our future looks so much better. Father, we thank you tonight. And we're thanking you for your divine covering. Thank you for your divine covering, oh God, that even in the midst of, glory to God, you got us covered. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we bless your name on today. We bless your glory to God that we shall eat the good of the land. We thank you, oh God, as we move forth. Glory to God in this word of faith. We shall eat the good of the land. We're thanking you, glory to God, that we shall have plenty. Glory to God, not just plenty for ourselves, but plenty for our brothers and plenty for our sisters. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the yielding. We thank you for the yielding of the fruit. We thank you for yielding on tonight. We thank you for the yielding of fruit. Glory to God unto us, your people. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you all tonight. We thank you yet again, oh God, for forming our mind. We thank you for transforming our mind, oh God, to kingdom. Glory to God. To kingdom. Glory to God. We thank you all tonight. We thank you for taking us higher. In the precious name, Jesus, we pray. We thank you. We bless you now. We honor. We glorify you. Father, we're asking that you would bless the woman of God on tonight. Bless evangelist, John. Bless evangelist on tonight. Bless the evangelist on tonight. Bless the evangelist on tonight. Bless evangelist Owens. Bless her. Bless her. Bless her. Bless evangelist Sharon Owens on tonight. Father, bless her wherever she may be. Oh, God, bless her tonight. Bless her tonight. Glory to my say, God, bless your messenger on tonight. We do pray. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. We're thanking you for the victory. Oh, God, thank you for the victory. Glory to God that we shall walk. Thank you for liberty. Oh, God, that we shall walk in. Glory to God. We thank you. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you. Now, Father, we're asking that you would cover and shield us now. Father, cover us. Glory to God, even as we sleep, for you promise your beloved sweet sleep. And we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for your word turning. Thank you for your word turning. Glory to God in that soul on tonight, that soul that's struggling. Glory to God. Glory to God, that soul that's struggling to yield. Glory to God, but without faith, it's impossible to please you. But we thank you tonight for the grace that you've given to your people, for by grace are we saved. And we're thanking you tonight for your grace extended unto your people. We thank you, glory be to God. We thank you all tonight, glory be to God, for your grace that's extended unto your people. And we're thanking you this night. Thank you for every soul. Thank you for every soul that shall yield. Glory to God, that shall yield unto you in the precious name of Jesus, that shall make you Lord and Savior of their lives. We thank you tonight. We thank you for every soul. We thank you for setting every captive free. Father, we bless you. We honor, we glorify you on this night. We thank you, oh God, for everyone on this line. Thank you for everyone on this line. Thank you for every listener. Thank you for this PNN. Thank you for this Prayer News Network, glory to God, and outreach to the nations. Father, we say continue to have your way. Continue to have your way, cause thy will to be done in earth as it is in heaven. Cause thy will to be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Father, for this we give you thanks. We do give you praise. Bless not every advisor. Bless every prayer warrior. Bless on tonight, oh God, every member in particular, glory to God, everyone that shall come to this line. And again, Father, we thank you. We thank you for every blessing. Thank you for every blessing. Thank you for your people that shall move in faith, that shall move in faith, that shall move in action, that shall move, glory to God, trusting your word, glory to God, and take no denial. Father, we bless you now. We thank you, we honor, and we yet glorify you for these things. In that precious name, Jesus, we're asking that you would bring us together Glory to God again at the next appointed time. Glory to God. Bring us together. Glory to God. Cause us to cause others to come and to hear and to be ignited and to receive your word. And for this, Father, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. We do give you honor and all the glory. In thy name, Jesus, we do pray. Cover us now, we pray, in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. For this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Glory be to God. God bless you, people of God. Amen. Go in faith on tonight. Glory to God. Go in faith on tonight. Amen. And watch God. Watch God move. Watch God perform. Amen. Glory to God. We look to see you back here tomorrow night. Amen. Same time. Glory to God. We look to see you back. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Go in faith, in resiliency. Amen. And let us watch God perform his word unto us. We do love you. We do appreciate you, people of God. Amen. And again, we look to see you back on tomorrow night. Amen. This does conclude our broadcast for tonight. In Jesus' name, we do love you. Amen. And we'll see you on tomorrow night. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.